Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's 10 a.m. on Monday the 8th of May and I'm joined by Matt Brown as an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
Very well, very good for a Monday. Enjoyed my Sunday evening looking at the French election. Meant I couldn't watch the Antiques Roadshow, and I think the Antiques Roadshow probably would have been more entertaining. It was a done deal.
Speaking of the Antiques Roadshow, was Macron's wife there?
We're not going to comment on the age difference, the age spread there. But she is quite a bit older. But then Trump's wife is quite a bit younger, so
yeah, it balances out, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Okay. There's no real effects on the markets. A little bit of euphoria, I think, going into it on Friday, sort of like a blow off rally there. So I suppose things will cool off a bit now.
Yes, done deal. Let's look ahead to certainly German elections at the end of the year, or in autumn, and UK general election as well. They're going to be key points, I think.
The only thing we know is that Jeremy Corbyn will still be leader of the Labour Party, whatever happens.
Yeah. I mean, the sooner he goes, the better,
he's not going.
I think.
He's going to be there.
He's holding on, isn't he?
He's going to be the last man left, I think.
Clinging on by his fingernails, but
okay, well, let's go on. Well, him and then Diane Abbott, I suppose.
Well, yes.
He's Chancellor.
Yes, hopefully she can do the maths on this.
Yes, exactly. Let's go on to the most popular in the business and finance. Macron wins election as expected. Next up, we've got UK, this is a big story here. UK consumer spending online dipped for the first time since 2013. Not quite as bad as if it was lower than it was in 2013. So it's just a relative dip from a soaring base, let's say.
Yeah, I think people are aware of obviously spending, and that's going to be key. I mean, if we see inflation, we will see inflation rise, but certainly interest rates, and that may force the hand of the Bank of England. But this is, I think, a key turning point that household budgets are being restrained. People aren't spending online. The online retailers, though, are performing, and they're certainly outperforming the high street. So I think that trend will continue. But it's certainly interesting with regards to household spending and where people are spending money these days. And it seems to be more importantly on food, on fuel, and not necessarily on frivolous online purchases.
Yes, I managed to stop myself buying a new pair of headphones. I just have to imagine what the sound from my iPhone sounds like. Next up, we've got my favourite story of the day, Britain's Financial Conduct Authority, an institution which I hold in high regard, obviously, the industry-funded body charged with policing financial services. It's done such a good job over the years. Paid Saatchi & Saatchi Pro almost £70,000 for a new logo and a bit of rebranding. This coincides with their move from Canary Wharf to the QE2 Olympic Park and is ahead of their first planned national advertising campaign. What are they looking for, insider traders? What are they advertising?
I don't know what they're advertising. They're just saying, look, we're here if you need us, for the retail investors maybe.
PPI,
etc. But I mean, this spending by the FCA will be paid by firms. You know, they have to pay into the FCA every year. And their contributions may go up. 70,000 actually is quite a small bill from Saatchi & Saatchi.
It may be small for you, but for me it's like a lifetime's worth of earnings.
Well, if you were to rebrand, I'm sure it would probably cost a lot more.
£7 probably. Let's go on to the next story, which is the economic calendar. US Fed's Bullard speaks on panel on interest rate policy, which presumably is more hints that it's going up in June, or an interest rate's going up in June, and then labour market conditions index change, which is not one of the world's most important metrics.
No, it's just at the start of the week, nothing really to highlight on the macro data front coming out. Obviously, traders of sterling will be aware of the Bank of England meeting on Thursday, so that'll be a key focus point. Interesting, Bullard on Friday, in a speech on Friday afternoon, talking about trying to reduce the QE bond spending repurchasing program in the US. I think it runs at $4.5 trillion currently, looking to reduce that down to $2 billion. Or $2 trillion, I should say.
Gazillion, I think, is the correct word.
Such huge numbers.
Yes.
I mean, but that may affect the Fed and interest rate decisions. Looks like it's nailed on for June, but I think comments coming through and how they're going to manage the bond repurchasing is going to be key. I think the Fed is now going to try and position itself that if there is a downturn in the economy or anything happens in the US, that they're at a position now to increase a bond repurchasing program if they need to, and also potentially drop interest rates. So I think it's a preemptive move at the moment by the Fed. They're being they need to give themselves a bit more wriggle room if Trump economics don't work out in the coming years.
That's a big if. I mean, how could they possibly fail?
Well, he's got a balance. He needs to balance the finances. Maybe he could recruit Diane Abbott to do the maths.
Yes, yeah, do the math. I think that's
the math. Yeah, they dropped the S.
They haven't worked the spelling out on the other side of the Atlantic. Right, onto FX sentiment powered by Oanda. And we've got gold and silver up to the eyeballs there on the long side. I just want to check that everything is okay there. We haven't had any crash in gold. No, gold is sort of held steady above 1220, so mm-hmm. A bit of relief there. So that could be an opportunity there.
We're buying the dips, and we'll see what happens inflation-wise in the States. But that trade has passed.
But it's been painful gold. Coming down over the last 2-3 weeks. So and the retail people have been long a bit mm-hmm. largely. Two big shorts there in cable and dollar CAD. Some relief there on dollar CAD since Friday. So that is that is good. Very short on euro dollar, but did manage to get through 110, which is what I suggested somewhat cynically, stopping everybody out with little stop losses above there. And then long on the Aussie dollar, which is brave, and I suppose 50-50 on the other one. So the Aussie dollar, again, a long situation, which is not really, I mean, I think China is dragging the commodity.
Yeah, commodity space isn't great at the moment, big sell-off.
Right, okay, let's go on to... S&P 500, the co-report, the percentage of constituents in the S&P 500 are above their 10-week moving average, supporting the upside resumption by the index. Momentum is the room to allow an extension way beyond 2,400. And I suppose you've got to agree with that. Two gaps to the upside and then a horizontal bull flag. That is looking very strong. So fourth time lucky maybe there for the S&P.
Yeah, onwards and upwards. It keeps going up, but... there's a big gap down there at some point. Either we're going to see the support move up with the rest of the graph, but yeah, I mean, where do you go from here? It's crazy.
Dizzy. It's a dizzy situation.
You get a nosebleed up at these levels.
Next up, we've got trade of the day, Boohoo. The RSI overbought on daily, weekly, and monthly chart. Online spending dropped in April for the first time since 2013. Visa data showed, so maybe a pause for breath there. Just back to maybe 160 on that. Trend line, sell around 185, objective 165, stops above 193. But you have to say that the momentum there behind these kinds of stocks, that there are, Boohoo is the equivalent of one of our fangs, I suppose.
Yes, indeed. I mean, regardless of the Visa data that we were discussing earlier, Boohoo's model is working and it's gaining market share from the likes of Next, M&S and all the big high street names. Okay, yes, spending is slowing down. Online spending is slowing down, but I think Boohoo can disregard that.
Also, they're making acquisitions as well. I think
exactly.
They've been buying in America as well. So I can't remember the names of the brands, but
something trendy.
Something very, very trendy indeed. People can write in and remind us. Broker recommendations, Pearson, where there's been quite a lot of a strategic review the other week and mm-hmm. everything else. The shares rocketed, and in response... my friends at Deutsche Bank have gone for a hold, so they're unmoved by the sort of 70, 80 pence jump in the share price. They're sticking to their £6 target mm-hmm. versus £7.29 at the moment. Then Hurricane Energy, which I believe is the FinCap is the house broker to. So the fact that they think the shares are going to double is probably a very objective perspective. Mm-hmm. And then Ladbrokes Coral, buy with a 200 pence target from Peel Hunt versus the £1.24. So if you're if you believe that call, plenty of upside there as well.
Yeah, interesting on the Ladbrokes call. Some okay numbers last week. Do you see more upside? I mean, government legislation, the gambling machines, and if people are reeling in the spending... Are they gambling? Do you feel they probably need to gamble more?
It's a good time to gamble. I mean, you can't eat, but you just gamble.
Eat and gamble. Off we go.
Exactly, yes. but Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thanks very much for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.